Network. And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Oh, I'm glad I'm out of Tennessee. I'd be going to jail a bunch of times. This is Ernest Hancock here in Declare Your Independence live from Austin, Texas. We're going to be visiting around and doing, taking part of some, you know, going to the Austin Police Department and getting arrested. I don't know. Can we not get arrested? You know, it's one thing John Bush did, you know, in the there was a roast of Chris in at the Pork Fest, and it was just, you know, a lot of fun and everything. But he, man, I tell you, some of these roasts just, man, they don't even, not for primetime television, you know what I mean? I mean, damn. And one thing, he was being critical of people, activists going up to New Hampshire. Yeah, let's, you know, let's, in our area, we're sitting here, we go up to the man, and you bang our head against the wall. Then we come up to Kingwood, bang our head against the wall. We go, bang our head against the wall. And he's making fun of this, you know, activism, gets you arrested and doing, and then what's he doing today? Down in Austin Police Department, they're out there doing some training thing, you know, for them. So I'm going to find out what that is, see how much headbanging they're doing. So we'll see. But, you know, I give you a good example. I'm a huggy-feely guy. I mean, maybe not so much feely, but certainly huggy. And it's, you know, a lot of people, I'm not sure how they take, but if, you know, if I like you or you're a friend or I haven't seen you in a while or I just got a good excuse, man, you're getting hugged on. That's just the way it is. It's transfer of positive, good, oh, I want you to know I like you. It makes me feel better, and hopefully it makes them feel better, and yeah, just whatever. And people don't get hugged, they're just jealous. But, you know, it's a good example. Tim Fry from Roberts & Roberts, we're in the VIP tent, and he comes up to me, and he goes, here, let me give you my card, because I don't know what he looks like. I mean, everybody, you know, they see me on TV or listen, and they know my life story and everything. You know, probably know more about me than heck I remember, you know, after you know, listen for a while. And so he listens to the show on a regular basis, and he gives me a card, and he says, I just want to give you my card. I look at it, it's got a dime card. Oh, cool, Robert. Oh, it's Tim. Come here, give me a wet one. I mean, you know, it's just you know, immediate friends. I mean, I really like him. I liked him before I even met him. He gets it. I understand. Well, in Tennessee, you go into jail. Oh, in an effort to destroy humanity, Tennessee takes steps to ban hugging by classmates. In an effort to curb teen pregnancy, hugging causes pregnancy. You know, I'm just, you know, just stripping our humanity away. It's just this central planning mentality. It's killing me. Literally, it's the death of us. We're, you know, what gives us the greatest strength is our interpersonal one-on-one relationships. It's just, I mean, I can see, you know, how to, you know, protect people against whatever, you know, be, you know, if you're a teenage girl and a boy's hugging on you, the reason, you know. But, I mean, you know, you don't want to strip humanity. You just need to be formed. You need to, you know, because sincerely, there is a connection there. Some people, you know, benefit from it. I do. You know, I'm a huggy guy. You know, big 6'4", 300-pound guys hugging on them, you know, is it's not pretty to watch. But, I mean, you know, there is a field connection. Yeah, whatever. I like it. And I'm not stopping. You know, just get over it. You know, some of my guy friends, you know, they get used to it. I had this one guy named Steve Porak. He builds churches, contractor in Phoenix, and a Marine. You know, and he's retiring now. And the older guy always got a cowboy hat on, his gun, and he's Marine. I love Steve. Steve, come here, you big conservative. You know, just give him. And he's just like, you know, he's like a man, you know, kind of, nope, nope, nope. He comes over to my house, he gets hugged. You know, it's just, oh, you know, after a while, you know, years go by, you know, ain't nobody else hugging on him, but he'd come over my birthday, he's going to give me a hug. You know, it's just because he understands there is a contact. And I just see government doing this kind of stuff. It just really, strips the basis of our humanity. It really bothers me. And there's a lot, what can you do about it? Where do you draw the line? How do you advocate for stuff? And where are people paying attention? Well, before the internet and all this kind of stuff, elections were, and we're going to finish up on this because I want to get into some other science technology stuff that I think is hopefully going to free us where I want to spend my time. And what we're looking at is a way to advocate for, you know, not what they say, what your heart says, what other people, there's a whole other culture out there. There's a lot of other things going on, you know, uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. I mean, you're not being told the truth. You're not. So elections were a way of doing that for, you know, it's very constant. Nobody pays. Everybody, they campaign for a year. They're running. I go, why? Nobody's paying attention. Nobody cares. I mean, for me, it's an excuse to put up a sign they can't take down. I mean, it's like, still voting with a V for Vendetta, endorsed by freedomsphoenix.com. Now, he really owns, publishes, he's really, he's doing that. I go, yeah, and your point? Nah, made you look. You know, they just hate that. I don't care. Yeah? I'm sorry, did you spell it right? Did you say it loud enough? I'm sorry, you didn't say it enough. You should say it more. Shut up. These guys just want to backhand them as they're going into oblivion. The media, they're done. And to look at cable news, 21-year low for CNN, and you find out at their peak, they're 5-10 million or something, when you know everything's freaking blowing up, then you still got single digits of millions out of 300 million people. Not supposed to give a crap what they think. It's the facade. They just make it up. There are more people in the Lovelution out there, the kids, they're watching more 4409 videos than they are these guys. So I'm just going, come on, seriously? Well, now we're in the situation to where, you know, in Arizona, the top of the ticket, I mean, you got the presidential race, but nobody cares. You know, if Dr. Paul doesn't get the nomination in Tampa, which is not a foregone conclusion, in my opinion, by the way, if he doesn't get that and it goes, you know, it's Romney-Obama, Romney-Care versus Obamacare, you know, well, I wouldn't have been as fascist, you know. He's like, oh, we need to be more communist, this guy. Oh, no, fascism is better, you know, and it's just... You know, that's it. That's my choices. That's what it's down to. So, okay. So in Arizona, you know, what's the choice? You know, it'd be Jeff Flake. You know, and some Democrat that nobody knows, whatever, doesn't matter. You know, and Ernie is a libertarian running for U.S. Senate. If we're with McCain, they know my rhetoric. It's not a secret. All the politicos there, all of the politicians, all of the media, they know it's not a secret. You know, I go up, let me tell you what happened. In 04, I stopped voting in 02. I was out there going, you guys are still voting? Seriously, this is not going to be the solution. I got the highest vote total in a three-party race, you know, in the nation. So I have all these people calling, well, Ernie, how the heck did you do what I told people to not vote? Oh, we don't want you talking about our thing. That's what I thought. So, you know, what would happen this time? Same thing. I would be shocked if I didn't get, you know, all kinds of great and wonderful and, you know, oh my goodness, he might have gone in double digits. You know, all, you know, the Ernie kind of, and then the people might have an opportunity to go, you know, the Lovelution won't have anything else to do, so they just, you know, use my campaign to go out and express themselves, put up a bunch of signs, have some fun. You know, blah, 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 blah. That is an opportunity. Yes, we can do that. We could have some fun. I wouldn't, it's 6 weeks. You know, I can sit and do nothing for 6 weeks. You know, because I wouldn't do anything. I get my name up, get on the ballot, and boom. He said this, do a nice web page. Go, yep. Yeah, I advocate this. Anybody that'll look. Ooh, I get a bunch of traffic to Freedom's Phoenix, too. There's all kinds of benefits from it. Except for one thing. Would there be an illusion that the electoral process has any value? Would we be perpetuating that? I think we're at the end game here. Seriously. I think it's, you know, all this ain't going to, you don't have to explain to them how bad it is. They're living it. You don't have to, you know, freedom to answer. They just know, I just want to jack up my throat more. Can I advocate for that? You know, individuals, they're going to rise up. And I don't think they're going to need any of us doing it. We just need to survive this thing. Surviving it.
Arizona has been one of the hottest real estate markets in the past, up until the last couple of years. Homes that were once going for $500,000 to $1 million in prestigious areas are now going for less than half of what the original purchase price was. That makes it a very good time to buy. So if you were ever thinking of retiring to Arizona's inviting climate and laid-back and friendly lifestyle, now is the time. That's where I can help. This is Donna Hancock with Brangus Realty, and I have provided a way for you to search for properties that are of interest to you, all at your own convenience and without having to give out any personal information. Visit my webpage at DonnaHancock.com to start your search today. And when you're ready to make a move to Arizona's warm and sunny climate, please feel free to call or text me at 602-828-1819. Many are working hard to make sure Arizona is not only a beautiful place to live, but a free and peaceful one as well. So what are you waiting for? Make your move today by calling 602-828-1819. And don't forget to visit my webpage at DonnaHancock.com.
If you're looking for work, or even if you're not, here's an innocent mistake you really want to avoid. Never return calls before listening to your voicemail. Your wireless phone sends calls you didn't answer into voicemail, and it shows you phone numbers for calls you missed. Important, don't call back callers you missed until you have first listened to your messages. Otherwise, you frustrate people who bother to leave messages by asking them to repeat a message they just left as your voicemail greeting instructed them to. If you're a job applicant, this alone could be a deal killer. And even if you're not, there are few things you can convey to someone that are as fundamentally maddening as, "I didn't hear you." With money and attention so scarce now, effective communication skills have never been more important. For more tips for job seekers and everyone else, hit survivalspeech.com. I'm Holland Cook.
When I signed up for the Free State Project, I was excited by the prospect of moving somewhere with other people that had liberty as a goal. When I got here to New Hampshire, I was stunned by the great weather and the natural beauty. The Free State Project is helping to move liberty forward. Want to be involved? Call 888-377-2515 now to learn more about the Free State Project. That's 888-377-2515 or visit freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
If you can't listen to Liberty Radio Network's internet streams, free satellite channel, or radio affiliates, no worries. You can listen to LRN.FM from any phone, anywhere. Add this number to your phone, 760-569-7753. It's a long-distance call, so make sure you're familiar with your phone's calling plan. The Liberty Radio Network listen lines are locked on our stream 24 hours a day. Call 760-569-7753. That's 760-569-7753.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided the information that detail the real news between the lines of propaganda about government policies and the true relationship we all have with coercive governments. Learn the true condition of our economy, innovations and technological breakthroughs in energy, health, computer science, and space travel. Learn the truth well before it's admitted to in the lamestream media, the media that is so last century. Corporate media has evolved into nothing more than distributors of government propaganda, but we now have a fantastic alternative. FreedomsPhoenix.com provides constant news updates on the issues that affect our lives in the most important ways. Our liberty and our property are under constant attack, and FreedomsPhoenix.com provides the understanding behind the propaganda while encouraging the participation of our readers. Join us at FreedomsPhoenix.com. That's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. FreedomsPhoenix.com, where the revolution between the ears has already matured.
You can sign up to receive the latest about the Liberty Radio Network via our email updates at updates.lrn.fm. That's updates.lrn.fm.
To be a part of the show, call 602-264-2800. 602-264-2800. And now, Ernest Hancock.
Don't call because I'm not there. We're in Austin, Texas here declaring our independence across the country. Don and I visiting with people and kind of getting a pulse on whatever. I mean, but think about, you know, we're at, you know, it'd be a good culmination. It'd be a nice focus going all the way up to, you know, I mean, I've already done this U.S. Senate thing, but, you know, it, to run against, you know, right there at the top of the ticket there in Arizona going against Jeff Flake that needs to be gone again, by the way. And advocating for whatever, but I'm not in it, man. I just don't care. I, you know, we're past that. We're so past. the situation of what's happening around the world, and you, they're not going to need me to tell them. They're going to go, oh, wow, you're telling me something I don't know now? I get it. I mean, I mean, it'd be fun and you need to advocate for and do and whatever, but I just don't see it. I don't see the, you know, before there'd been big benefit, before it'd be, you know, I feel like it would almost, it would give more credence to the process than it deserves. Yeah, they don't deserve to have me running. The system would benefit too much, you know? So I'm inclined no. I told him, look, the best I can give you, Warren, the state chair, I go, best I can give you is not a hell no, okay? I'm not leaning that way. I'm thinking no. Let me think about it. But I won't give you a hell no, but it is definitely a no. So I'm you know, whatever. I'm not going to give him a hell no until I get back and think about it. But I got to decide by the 13th. On the 13th of July, Glenn Jacob, he thought it was going to be the 20th, but he was wrong. It's the 13th. And he comes the 13th. Now, the deadline is like, I think, the 19th or something like that. You got to file the, you know, paperwork and say, yeah, do it. But if I don't do it by then, I'm going to be gone that week. You know, like the 14th, 15th, I'm taking off for a real vacation. I'm going to go visit with some friends up in Washington State and just, you know, chill. And, you know, nice and cool. And so we'll just have some fun, you know, sit around, relax and so on and contemplate. But it'd be too late. I wish I had that week before I had to make the decision. So, you know, the days before I got to whatever. So I'm like, by the 13th, we're having a party with Glenn Jacobs being there. And, you know, that would be a great announcement. Yes, I'm going to do this, tarantara. And I think the announcement is going to be, yes, I'm not going to do it, tarantara. But, and I think Glenn's of the same mind, too. And a lot of the people that, yeah, let's go kick some butt. Let's go. But now, I don't see it. I mean, it's the train is going down the hill so fast that just, I mean, look at that wreck that just happened. I mean, it already happened. You know, I don't see the, you know, I could have my mind changed, but I don't see how. I mean, I don't see. So what we're going to do is when we get back, we got to get caught up on a bunch of stuff and, you know, doing some things this weekend. We finally get back to Arizona. And then that next week, get caught up on a bunch of stuff. Then I'm leaving for another week. And then when I get back, then it's head down and plowed, you know, into whatever. And, you know, what's that whatever? This is where my mind is. I would rather spend the time on something. Now something that the campaign would benefit. You know, I mean, the whole thing I'd be like, did you know? That, you know, fill in the blank. You know, did you know that there are private space stations? Or did you know that, you know, Elon Musk is doing Falcon to go to, you know, a moon base? I mean, no, a Mars base. I go, did you know that you have seasteading and you're going to have countries, people in private out in the ocean and whose jurisdiction or what? You know, did you know that there are technological advances in this, that, and everything? Did you know? What are you supposed to do with it? I don't know. Did you know? You didn't know. Why? How come you don't know? You know, who decided what was, and that was one thing they did this, it's called Electable, E-L-E-K-T-A-B-L-E, about Dr. Paul. And the whole skit, the YouTube that they did, is like 10 minutes or so, and it was about what if the media told the truth about Dr. Paul? What if they just told the truth? What if? What would happen? What if? Well, that what if is what they don't. You know, we're going to have to live it. And even if they did tell you the truth, I mean, you know, people, one, they're not watching them. You know, they wonder why. Nobody's watching us. Nobody's watching us. And I remember in 2000 when they asked me to write an article for one of the major newspapers there, the editorial page editor calls me and he said, Ernie, we need you to write an article. I was running for Congress and get people to vote. I hear about people voting, you know, get them to vote. I go, well, you're talking to the wrong guy, man. And the article was, you know, why voting never brought freedom to anyone. And you can go Google it and look it up, and it'll come up. But, you know, and I'm saying, look, man, you don't get it. In the end, the people are going to be taken to the streets demanding to be left alone, and you're going to need the libertarians to negotiate with the anarchists. That was in the article. And I reminded, you know, that same guy, you know, one of the editors there that went over to be a chief of staff of one of the city councilmen in Phoenix when they were doing the Occupy Phoenix thing and they were arresting people in the streets and being real buttheads. because they're being paid by the Department of Homeland Security for overtime on the officers, or they wouldn't have done it. You know, the local city, they ain't give a crap. They're like, oh, whatever, you know. But no, it's a Napolitano thing. Well, the only reason they're going to do it is if you're going to pay them. You give it, you as the budget, we'll go out and we'll crack some heads, but, you got paid because it's like cost money. So, okay, here's the check. All right, well, they go out, didn't do that. Then when they stop paying them, they stop doing it. It's just a show of, it's just a game. It's a psyop. So I sent that to the chief of staff of one of the city councilmen. I said, you remember when I wrote this a decade ago? Do you remember? This is exactly what I was talking about. I mean, look at the chronology. This will happen, this will happen, this will happen. You guys will be scumbags, boom, done. This is it. This is it. This is what I'm talking about. You know, so what? I got to go out and run now and say, you know, what happened? You know, na, 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 I told you so. Who gives a crap? I'm not going to give them the pleasure. I can't. I mean, if there's like a big, giant, people want an individual spend a bunch of money and we're going to, and we need Ernie U run so that we can go blanket the state with and go and have, you know, whatever, and go kick ass and, you know, fine. You know, maybe I consider, but, you know, no, I'm not going to, I don't care. I'm not going to, I got my, I already know what's going to be said, what I want to say, you know, is that, you know, this whole thing sucks. There is no legitimacy. You're still voting. Hell, you're still running for office. You know, so there's stages of this. And my goal has always been the same. I'm covering the secrets, exposing the lies. And you needed the election process to do that because that was the only time people were paying attention to the philosophy of government. What is the proper role? Well, now they know. It is to rule you. So I'm not going to legitimize it. Screw them. They're going to get hell, their own worst enemy. Let them. Blah, 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 blah. So what do I look at? I've been really focusing on this energy thing, and there are some innovations that have just come out in the last week that I've been predicting and waiting on involving nanotubes, nickel iron, battery technology that's been around for a century. Thomas Edison invented the nickel iron. Imagine this, a battery has energy density enough to use it in rechargeable cars that charges in minutes or even seconds and can discharge very quickly also. It's almost like a capacitor. That means, you know, peeling drag racing kind of performance. I kick your Corvette's ass with my electric car. See my point? Then what? What happens when the solar is so cheap that, you know, the only thing you're looking to do now is to store the energy? And you can be off their grid. They go, now when you come down to apply for whatever, be sure to bring a utility bill. I don't have a utility bill. Now what? Now what? Now what? Think about it.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.lrn.fm. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit the Liberty Radio Network when you shop at Amazon via shop.lrn.fm.
I've been told no in many different ways.
I give you an order and you're going to obey it.
Well, George, you can go this way.
You can do that and you have to leave here.
You cannot bring Simon to the rally.
What with me?
Well, I'm comfortable here, actually.
Whoa, excuse me.
Hey,
who do you think
you are? Excuse me.
There is no video or audio allowed in this office.
No, I have work today. This is...
You ain't going to make it.
Wait, on now. Wait a minute.
Have a funny way of telling people no.
That's the sound of the men working on the chain.
Coming this summer, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. See the trailer now at victimlesscrimespree.com.
My name is Jacob Hornberger. I'm president of the Future of Freedom Foundation, which Congressman Ron Paul awarded for having an outstanding freedom website. Write us at fff@fff.org, and we'll send you a free 3-month subscription to our monthly journal of libertarian essays and our booklet, Economic Liberty in the Constitution, which George Mason University economics professor Walter Williams praised in a recent column. That's fff@fff.org.
Did you know that you can listen to LRN.FM 24/7 via our free-to-air satellite channel? From Mexico to Canada, our signal covers nearly all of North America. All you need is a view of the southern sky, an affordable receiver, and a dish as small as 30 inches. There are no monthly fees. Learn more at sat.lrn.fm. Plus, if you're a broadcaster or want to be one, this is a good delivery method for our content. Search map and get details at sat.lrn.fm. That's sat.lrn.fm.
Agents of the state are threatening your freedom. Become a free agent and take it back. Google FR33 to get connected with other men and women around the globe who are united against state aggression and who are committed to not violent revolution, but peaceful evolution. It costs nothing to rally others to your causes by starting websites, creating and joining groups, and more. Stay up to date on the global movement for liberty by reading, watching, and listening to reports from our growing network of free agents. Free agents who work to achieve a free society can receive points for various activities which can be redeemed for gear such as clothing, cameras, and more. You can directly invest in the projects you care about right now so that free agents can get the valuable support they need. States are going to fail, so get off the sidelines and join other free agents on the front lines of freedom today by visiting fr33agents.com.
What's up next? Visit the Liberty Radio Network program guide to find out at shows.lrn.fm. That's shows.lrn.fm.
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Nope. Not live from the studio, live from Austin, Texas. Declare your independence. Me, Ernest Hancock, and Donna on the road. On the road. I'm glad we took the time today. I mean, there's a bunch of other stuff to go over, but I'll get to it here. But it's, I just want you to understand my thought process. You know, there's a big opportunity. I mean, we could, you know, libertarianism, we could do the Lovolution thing and have all kinds of fun in Arizona and go and Jeff Flake expose him for what, blah, 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 blah. Why? Circumstances, I mean, why? It's going to come down to everybody's going to, why? You know, if somebody wants to, you know, they need, you know, to have a, you know, a line on the ballot so they can go kick butt in Arizona and do, and they got a bunch of money and a plan and they fine, you know, talk to me. But other than that, I'm not doing it. You know, I'm not doing it for me. I got what I want. You know, an understanding of the people is like, damn, this is damn. You know, we just go over some of the, you know, the headlines. I mean, this, what's going on in Syria, this is the one that really gets me. You have Russia coming out saying, you know, we got a deal, worked with the West and Russia, and we're going to have this Syrian thing. We got it taken care of. Don't worry about it. And I'm going, really? Yeah, really? That's what you, so the Syrian crisis is to be resolved by a transition government consisting of, and this is how they're going to do it, okay? Transition government from, you know, whatever name is, the guy that, who cares, you know, fill in the blank. So, consisting of the current authorities and opposition leaders. So, you know, what do you read into that? The current authority, the government, you know, the bureaucracy, okay, we're not going to replace all, we're going to leave you all there, but we're going to give the shiny badges to the other guys. The top guys, the guy gets to stand up and say, I'm the man, you know, he's the guy. But you know, what really runs everything is something else. It's just, it's veneer. You know, it's just pretend. The proposal was announced by UN Arab League envoy Kofi Annan. Yay. You know, that's the solution. You know, we're going to have war, third world, thermonuclear, whatever, unless we get control. I mean, it's all going to be, it's carving up the Middle East. And it's same. You know, and the world is all kinds of stuff. Japan, they're starting up they shut down all their nuclear power plants. You know, and they went, okay, you know, they figured they dodge that bullet, got clean up, they still got problems. But now they're like, hey, man, we need the energy. You know, it's like no oil, no coal, no choice. You know, like France, we, you know, fire it up. So we'll see what happens there. But there are alternatives we'll get to in a little bit. China's in the news, okay? Soyuz space capsule lands on Earth with their first female astronaut, you know, that spent, 193-day mission. How long is that? Long time. Okay. Bringing an end to their 193-day mission to the International Space Station. So this was, this was a Soyuz thing. Oh, okay. No, there's a China one, too. China just landed. They had a mission. I think it was like a couple weeks or something like that, and they got their female, and they're, you know, here goes China. Well, okay, well, here's the Soyuz space capsule carrying three members of the 31st expedition to the ISS. And what are they doing up there in National Space Station anyway that's benefiting anybody? You know, we got anything out of this? You know, yay. Now what? They inspire anybody or anything? You know, I keep hearing about every single freaking, you know, shuttle delay because of weather and the International Space Station day lab, you know, something. But you don't hear about all the private innovations that's going on where people get to go to space. Nope. Oh, yeah. I want to say this real quick. Alcohol sensing technology could become standard in all cars. And they're already doing this in France. Okay, they just passed this, like, it's a company that makes it, I guess. You know, it's like RapeScan. You know, you got some guy in government goes to be the lobbyist for and get a law. You know, you spread around, you get a little money here, and you can get stuff done because for children. The long-term transportation funding bill just approved by Congress includes funds for researching alcohol detection technology. It could eventually be standard equipment in all new cars. You don't get to start your car until you blow in a tube. What's the mentality behind this? You know, where's the freedom? Wow. All right, Egypt. President Morsi hails new Egypt, but faces challenges to his authority. You know, maybe we have a bit to do with that. You don't need another pharaoh, people. You know? Egypt's newly sworn-in president, Mohamed Morsi, or Morsi, whatever, reaffirmed his Islamist beliefs in his inauguration speech, but promised the country would not swerve from the course in its international policies. So what does that mean? You know, death to anybody that's not Muslim or not? You know, or something. I mean, it's, you know, they're, and I tell you what he's doing. He's like, hey, man, he starts getting all heavy rhetoric. You get crosshairs on your forehead. Like, nope, I would like to live. So we'll see what happens there. Again, it's just, you know, it's who the State Department, Hillary's going to determine who's legitimate and who's not. Seriously, Hillary, that's what I look for, you know, kind of the laying on of hands. The State Department's going to go, yeah, this guy's okay. You know, and if not, what happens? They kill you. Ask Gaddafi. Libyan tribal clashes, and, you know, here's Libya, you know, Gaddafi, he's gone, so now 47 dead in 3 days. Tribal warfare continues for the fifth day straight in Libya with 47 killed in the latest 3 days alone and over 100 reportedly wounded. I mean, you know, and they're better off now. This, and why are we involved in this? Why do we care? You know, and they're starting to, you know, amp it up in the Middle East with Iran. You know, Tehran plans to deploy light submarines to the Caspian Sea. Iranian Navy top brass has told Fars News Agency. Well, this is already, you know, we got silkworm missiles from years they've had this. You got a supersonic missile that goes in, you know, the Fifth Fleet is at the bottom of the Persian Gulf now because we have a bunch of silkworm missiles that, you know, that, and I don't care how much technology you got coming out of each ship, you lose. Done, over, next. They got to know this. So, and now the Caspian Sea, because, you know, you got a, you know, big body of water out there, I think it's to the northeast of Iran. They're being surrounded. Heck, seriously, we got to put, you know, submarines out in this, you know, closed, landlocked ocean. You know, it's just, you know, no, it is to moan. All right. Massive Japanese debt monetization is coming. Yen to be devalued. You can only stretch a rubber band so far before it snaps back or is torn. So, too, is the case with government indebtedness. There eventually becomes a point when the road ends and the can hits a brick wall. It appears that Japan is rapidly approaching that. You can keep kicking the can down the road till you come up to a, you know, insurmountable obstacle, man. You're done. Well, Japan's, it's what we've been, you know, hearing from a lot of the economists around the world saying, look, man, Japan's yen, you sell them short, Japan, next, Japan. We don't hear about Japan. You always hear about the European Union. And, you know, keep kicking the can down. I put a story up yesterday. If you go to page 2, you see at the top of Freedom's Phoenix, the web page, and you'll see in the horizontal navigation bar up there in yellow, it says page 2. So you can see kind of the stuff you missed over the weekend or something. There was an interview by a guy on King's World. And what was his name? One of them, he's has like $600-something billion under his direction on the stock market. So he has an opinion. Art Cashin. So Art Cashin gets up and he's like, I got an opinion. Let me tell you what's going on. They ain't fixed nothing in Europe. This is all BS. Now it's done. So all that means is that, you know, when it really goes, for a while, probably the dollar in the U.S. is going to benefit. You know, it's like, hey, man, I need to put my money somewhere else that at least I can maybe get access to it later, and it's called treasury bills or I can something until they go, you know, sucks to be you. It's all ours now, too. I don't trust these guys. So the big thing everybody is saying, and this is what King's World is really pushing on, is like, you know, do you have your wealth in something tangible? You know, and the easiest thing, probably just, you know, density of values, gold. I mean, for no other reason, because gold's gold. It has, you know, the value of it. And you know what gold does? Let me tell you. You can't eat it, but you know what? It doesn't go to zero. Oh, yeah, and it doesn't spoil. So, I mean, it's just, it's a good money. I mean, it may not, you know, a point made by Joby Weeks in at Pork Fest, he goes, yeah, gold's a good money, silver's a good money, but it's a terrible currency. But he's advocating, you know, we'll get him on the show. We'll talk about, you know, that again sometime in Colorado this coming weekend. Has a big festival, and they have a local town in the ski resorts up there in Colorado. They're trading their own paper currency. And it works because people are taking it. Okay, well, that's how you know something works, if it works. All right. No central plan for freedom.
We know you're out there. We can feel you now. We know that you're afraid. You're afraid of us. You're afraid of change. We don't know the future. We aren't here to tell you how this is going to end. We're here to tell you how it's going to begin. We're going back to editing the next edition of Freedom's Phoenix Digital Magazine now, where we are telling the people what you don't want them to know. We're showing them a world without you, a world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries, a world where anything is possible. Where we go from there is a choice we leave to you. Subscribe at freedomsphoenixeasy.com. Freedoms with an S, PhoenixEzine.com.
Since time began, tyrants have taken aim at personal liberties. Now there's a movie that aims back.
The government has no more right to tell us what to put in our bodies than they have to take our guns or tell us what books we can read.
Six drug police were eaten by bears while raiding a marijuana farm.
On your knees, you dirty hippies!
Jesus.
On your knees!
What's the problem, officer?
Today, many cops who enforce pot laws do so only because it provides them with cushy jobs, good benefits, and a chance to push people around.
I was an undercover narcotics officer. The drug war is nothing but a farce.
The Second Amendment says you gotta keep you and your gat intact.
Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom. A film by Michael W. Dean and Nima Badabi.
DVD available now at gunsandweed.com or on Amazon. That's gunsandweed.com. Makes the perfect gift. Remember, that's gunsandweed.com.
If you want to move to the free state and you're looking for some real estate, well, I know a guy who's really great. It's the Porcupine Realtor. Do you want a home with 20 acres, a lakeside cabin? Any takers for renters, buyers, and sellers too? Mark Warden is the guy for you. PorcupineRealtor.com.
Now that you've found the Liberty Radio Network at LRN.FM, you may want to help expose others to our great programs. To assist you in doing so, you'll find resources at promote.lrn.fm, including details on how to get a free bumper sticker, quarter-page flyers you can print out and distribute, banners for your website, as files will allow you to make your own custom banners and graphics. Visit promote.lrn.fm and help bring new listeners to the Liberty Radio Network. That's promote.lrn.fm.
Take control of your money today. Do it with style. Young Austrians are right now fashioning the silver economy. Would you like to take part? You'll find all the tools you need at DontTreadOnMeme.com. Don't Tread on Meme is the only place where you can get your hands on silver dime trading cards with the most unforgettable designs, like Clint Eastwood's Fistful of Silver Dollars, Murray Rothbard, Enemy of the State, the Ron Paul Lovolution, and the cover art of George Orwell's book 1984. Download the free silver calculator app from the iPhone or Android markets and get up-to-the-minute silver spot prices at your fingertips. And hey, we're all Austrians now, so why not express your passion for silver and promote the ideas of honest money with Don't Tread on Meme's clever apparel? Boycott an empire of theft. Buy silver. Trade with value. Build a society of consent. Do it all at DontTreadOnMeme.com. That's DontTreadOnMeme.com.
If you enjoy LRN.FM, please contribute to your favorite shows via their websites and become an amplifier at amp.lrn.fm. That's amp.lrn.fm.
Rhodes? It's the Ernest Hancock Show. Where we're going, there aren't any roads.
Here in Austin, Texas, Donna and I are coming to you live. And after we done, right after the set, we're off to Brave New Books here in Austin, Texas, and go check out the activism here. And we'll report on it tomorrow. You know, hopefully we will remain unarrested, you know, as they do some Austin Police Department action this evening with John Bush. And I'm just like, you know, and the crowd comes out. So we'll see what happens. We get to visit with them and say we did. And then I'm looking forward to whenever we wind up leaving, probably sometime tomorrow or something, the first place that we're going to go is Las Cruces. And, you know, kind of, you know, pique my interest and get to the top of, you know, my trip, you know, by some standards. I want to go see Spaceport America, you know. So they started it several years ago, and they finished it probably within the last 6 months or so. It's where Spaceship Two is going to be based at, out of. You know, Richard Branson have a place to land his space planes. Well, there it is in New Mexico. Okay. I want to see it. I mean, I see pictures of it, and we report on it, and I want to go. I want to touch, I want to get a T-shirt. T-shirts, I'm going to get lots of T-shirts. Everybody, T-shirts. Hats, you know, Pal Gamble deserves a T-shirt. He got, when we first did Spaceship One in California, you know, there wasn't like, he got me a shirt. I still got that. I rarely wear it because I don't want to wear it out. Spaceship One, you know, thank you, pal. I'll be, you know, I'm going to get you a T-shirt from the spaceport, you know, because I can. This is, we're at the outline on Collapse Endgame. It's from Financial Sense. And Jim Weil, I think, you know, is this the same guy that does Daily Bell? You know, so this is, you know, he's commenting on, you know, we're at the end game here. You know, and it's on Freedom's Phoenix there, outline on Collapse Endgame. And this is, you know, you hear a lot of this, you know, it's coming, it's going to come, there's nothing to stop it coming, and then here we are. And now it's like, you know, it's in the, you know, at what point do you know that, you know, we're in the end game? When does that happen? Does gold and silver plummet? You know, I don't know. I mean, it's so inevitable what's happening. There's, you know, it's, and a lot of people, you know, are starting to understand what I'm saying. You know, it's like one day you wake up. I mean, it doesn't happen all at once, but it does happen overnight. We're getting into the overnight. It's morning. Hello. You get it? You know, here we are. Now what? You know, what do you have your stuff in? Still got a job? You know, it's one thing in Arizona. A lot of the people have gone even up to 4 years without paying their mortgage. I know people, they've been, but what happened? The government made a deal with the attorney general's offices, you know, that they will not be prosecuted for criminal wrongdoing. And a lot of what's been holding them off, you go, look, man, you guys lied, you frauded, you know, made up pieces of paper, you illegally notarized, you know, all this stuff. So they took all of that and they said, any and everything that we ever did and wrong and this, and we're immune from prosecution. We made the deal in the banks with the attorney general, and property rights and rule of law and all that don't apply, and we're not going to get prosecuted, and we're done, right? Yep. Okay. Boom. Foreclose. It's ours now. Why? Because we can't. And they're going to start foreclosing. It's going to start going really fast. And it's starting to build up right now. And you watch, by election time or right after that, by the end of this year and early next year, that's going to be a lot. You're going to start seeing this, you know, tent shelter kind of thing. There'll be a big, giant influx into the South just so people don't freeze to death in their tent. I see this coming. You know, this is, you have no, I mean, it's grapes of wrath. You know, I know it's going to be the wrath of grapes. I mean, it's going to be the purple revolution or something in America, and it's going to be the wrath of grape. You know, now whatever, they'll come up with some color. So I'm just, I you know, here we go. You know, and I'll just read some of what he's saying here. Blah blah blah. Until the last several months, such banter of, you know, the system failing and so on, he was going on about, was dismissed by the soldiers in the financial arena. But lately, they cannot dismiss the onslaught of evidence, a veritable plethora of ugly symptoms of conditions gone terribly wrong and solutions at best gone awry and at worst never intended in the first place. My theory has been steady from the TARP fund scandal and the too big to fail mantra of deceit. The plan all along since the breakdown began in September 08 has been to preserve power, to maintain intact the insolvent banks, an operational crew of zombies, to aid the financial sector bound in Wall Street, to pay benign neglect to man-street businesses, expect for symbols like General Motors. I'm not sure I got the grammar right there. To expand the propaganda of a fictional recovery and to maintain the endless wars. The wars serve two purposes: to enable significant fraud from overcharged services and to hold open the gateways for sizable money laundering flows into Washington Street banks. Those hollow structures that closely resemble a coke addict with dark teeth, wretched bones, wasted organs, lost attention, and a listless gait. The Greek showcase is coming to a neighborhood near you in Western Europe and Great Britain, soon to feature debuts across North America. Yeah, you know, damn Skippy. The United States is not immune from the horrors of ruin since its marquee billboards read 0%. It only means the wrecking ball works from the inside out, serving as the central needle in the black hole. An outline of the endgame can be written. This article is not comprehensive by any means, but it serves as a decent posting on an outhouse wall. Consider the following as musings and observation of Uncle Sam on death row. They bear no logical flow, just random concepts. And then, so it's outlined on collapse endgame. So you can go read what his views are. And it's like, you know, this is blah, 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 blah. It is way overdue. Now there's, you know, so what do you do? Yeah, I could go on for hours. The Turkey, now, you know, wars and rumors of wars. Turkey scrambles F-16s, jets on Syria's border. You know, why? Because they can't, you know, it's a headline, who knows? You know, it's blah, 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 psyop, war, and rumors of wars. You know, this is in Mexico. You know, Mexico, all of a sudden, it looks like now the PRI, the Institutional Revolution Party, you know, which, you know, ruled them from 1929 to 2000, thought they were like, you know, history dustbin. You know, nope, here they come again. Is everything bad enough? We will reduce poverty. You know, they don't even say eliminate anymore. We will reduce poverty and regain peace and security in the whole country. But what about this never-ending war on drugs, on some drugs? You know, it's causing massive death. I mean, it's just, you know, so what's going to happen with Mexico? I don't know. You know, it's just more government. And then here we have the electricity slowly returning as the U.S. heat wave, you know, kind of brags on here. We got a story up there. But the thing is that, you know, why is it entire states, cities after city, boom, 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 boom. It's called collectivization, not decentralized. Yeah, you got your own, solar collecting, battery storing, new technology coming. Kind of, do you even know about what's available out there? My sister's husband, Indicator, he does remodeling of homes. You know, he's a cabinet maker and so on. So he spends a lot of time, you know, in Texas, I guess, you know, it's as bad economically. So he's busy out remodeling homes and rebuilding. He does a lot of high-end stuff. And, but his father, you know, they're really in the store. They're finding out, you know, he knows what to look for. He's going, yeah, it's a storage. And he goes, when you do finally get enough storage and everything, you know, he's a long-term thinking kind of guy. He goes, I got to buy new batteries every so many years. That sucks. And I go, yes, it does. It's called nickel iron. The old Edison battery, a century-old technology, but it's got new twists. They're coming out to where now it can be charged very quickly. Using, I mean, I can go on and on about how they do it and this. Yeah, you go read it. You go to the energy category on Freedom's Phoenix. You see anything with energy, just click on the energy. It goes to the category. All this stuff, just over the weekend, I was putting stuff. I've been talking to my friend Bob, and I'm like, you know, I'm ready, man. You know, what do I put my money to buy more silver? You know, which I'm tempted to do because it's down low. That might be very well what happens. But, you know, I'm ready to start building my own power that I take with me. You know, I put it on a trailer. I put it in a C-van. You know, I move, I take it with me. You know what? I have a utility bill. You know, I do my own power. I got my own story. It can happen now. You want to free yourself? What if I devoted my time and effort towards not funding the beast that's devouring me? You know, a lot of times you don't have to make money if you don't have to spend it. And that's what they're starting to realize. You know what happens when you do your own aquaponics thing? You got your food thing covered. You know, your health thing covered. You're eating right. You're exercising. You're outside. You're healthy. You're not taking all the chemicals. You know, you get well water and you're not 40. You know what happens? I don't know. What happened to an entire generation that's not getting vaccinated and all this stuff put into their body? What happens? What happens when you're not spending money on the energy and on gas and you get your electric car and you're producing no electric? What happens? I don't know, but we're going to find out. We're going to chronicle it here on Declare Your Independence. Talk to you tomorrow.